We were discussing the various topics with regard to reciting Tachnun in the event that there is a Sefer Torah, whether or not there's no Sefer Torah in that room, if it's brought in once in a while, it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. What happens in the event a person wishes to recite, to be involved in the fields of Payim, b'cheder ha-somuch ha-beisach neses o-beses noshim, that they're not actually in the room where there's the Sefer Torah, but they're a room adjacent to it. For example, you're in the Ezra's Nashim, you're in the women's section. I'm not sure why you're in the women's section. It could also be you have a room which is right next to it, and you want to dive in there, maybe a little more privacy. But where you are, you're not actually in the shul, and you're not in the room where there's the Sefer Torah. So, according to the Ramah, who requires that it's to say Tachnun, as we do, it's necessary to be in the room with the Sefer Torah. Is that an issue? Because after all, you're underneath the same roof. So he says as follows: Chatzir Beis Achneses Hapsucha LeBeis Achneses Omer Tchina Menefilas Apayim. The Mishnah Brura apparently says that if you're in a courtyard or a room adjacent to, next to the shul, you can still say Tachnun and also fall upon your face. Now, according to the words of the Mishnah Brura, Zed Davka Im Omid Neged Pesach. This is only in the event that you're standing or you're situated right next to the opening, Bamakum Shuchal Liros Es Aron HaKodesh, that you could still see the Aron HaKodesh. It's still, therefore, based on the words of the Pasuk in Yeshua, you're still Lifnei Aron Hashem. So you're not in the room, but you're able to see it. That's what the Mishnah Brura means. Aval, but. Im Ispalel, B'Sdadim, B'Makim Shein Yochel Liros Aron Kodesh. Let's say you're on the side, so therefore your angle that you're sitting in where you are, you can't see the Aron Kodesh from this other room. Oh, Av Im Ispalel, let's say that you're right next to the door, and all you need is to have that door open, and it's right would be right in front of you. You're just on the other side of the door. Unfortunately, the door is closed. Now, feel even if that door is not locked, Mishnah Brura would hold that you would not recite Tachnun by Nefil Sopayim actually falling upon one's face, because you actually have to be in that room, and you can't see the Sefer Torah. Now, what happens if, fine, you're in this situation, and let's say the door is shut, but let's say there's a window. So by you being able to peer through the window and to be able to see in the other room the Aron Kodesh, is that enough to be able to recite Tachnun in this way? So that's the next question. It says, "V'im yesh chalon b'cheder hasamuch lahechel beis achneses o bezos nashim ba'omed neged chalon." And where you are right now, you're right next to that window. The chalon pasuach, the window's open. You can see right through the window. Gam kein shaper dami. That's also sufficient, not a problem. Which means you can recite Tachnun that way. However, let's say the window is high up to the point that you can't really look into it because it's above you. It's a question among Das Torah of whether or not you can actually recite Tachnun in that situation. And therefore, the Imyesh Shom Sifri Kodesh Eshelipal Paim. As we mentioned before, even in an event that you're in a room without an actual Sefer Torah, but if there are other Sifri Kodesh there instead, we said that there's leniencies to be able to recite Tachnun in that way. So certainly you would be able to follow that kula, that leniency as well, in the event that you cannot peer through the window. That's brought down in the Gemara toward the end of Masechta Zvachim. What happens if, in fact, the window is not so high up, but the only way that you can see through that window and look into the other room to be able to see the Aron HaKodesh is if you are standing? The problem is that, as we mentioned, the preferred method of Tachnun is, of course, sitting down. So when you sit down, there you will no longer be able to look through the window, but when you stand up, you can look through the window. So the question is that enough? The fact that while you're standing, you can see through. So it's brought down again by Das Tari, brings down the topic that there's a suffix, it's not, they're not so sure. Gam kein Im ba'amida roha aron kodesh derech hachalon, that only when you're standing up you can look through that window. However, kishyoshev benefilas apayim, when you're actually resetting the tachlon, ein roha aron derech hachalon, a person cannot be, would not be able to see the aron through the window. V'hu'al pi gemar zochen, to question whether or not a person should recite tachlon. So therefore, of course, in that event, person is able to do so, you certainly should come into the room where the shul is, where the Aron HaKodesh is, so that you'll remove yourself from any doubt, from any suffix. But of course, this is only referring to, again, in the event that you're in a different room. In the event that you're in the room where the Aron HaKodesh is, then you're already considered to be Lifnei Aron Hashem. That means that even, let's say, there would be someone in front of you that's obstructing your view, that's not considered to be an issue that you're not Lifnei Aron Hashem. It's only in the event, and you're in a different room, that you would have to follow these halachos and be able to find out whether or not you can recite the Nefilas HaPayim, as we do.